Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we bring various verses of the Holy Quran and we discuss those verses in the light of tafaseer and ahadith. And we try and understand what lesson we have got there for us to learn, and we also reflect upon, contemplate. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning today from this very episode. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. It's always a good idea to add good intentions, as my Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch with focus, with concentration, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Today, a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran we'll be discussing, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is from Surah An-Nisa, verse number 174. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا. O people, indeed, there has come to you clear proof from Allah, and we have sent down to you a shining light. Respective viewers, the word Burhan here, according to one opinion, refers to Qur'an Majid, Furqan Hamid, the Qur'an itself. Whereas most commentators of the Holy Qur'an, they say that here the word Burhan means the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The great scholars include Imam Thawri, Imam Tabari, Imam Razi, Allama Qartabi, rahmatullahi alayhim. They have said Burhan here refers to Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Imam Abu Hayyan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Al-jumhur ala anna al-burhana huwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The opinion of Jamhur, most of the commentators, is that the word Burhan in this word refers to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted anbiya mu'jizat. And the most mu'jizat in number they were granted to none other than your and my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whereas Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam from head to toe was mu'jiza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word mu'jizas literally means something that makes anyone powerless, makes him ajiz. And mu'jiza is to demonstrate something in a supernatural way and contrary to apparent means. In other words, a mu'jiza occurs without any means that exist. In our world, and such type of action cannot take place as a matter of routine. For example, someone gestures towards the ground and water spring emerges from it. So this is not something normal. It's unusual, isn't it? So something which is unusual and impossible in usual circumstances. Now, there are certain kinds. Let's learn them. Number one is irhas. It is an action which is impossible in his usual circumstances occurs through any prophet alayhi salam before the declaration of the prophethood. If something that happens unusual through a prophet before he has declared his prophethood, that action will be classed as irhas, such as the saying of salam by a stone. Yes, there is a hadith of Rasulullah said that I know the stone used to say salam to me before even the declaration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this happened. Now, respective viewers, further, the second type is called mu'jiza. After the declaration of the prophethood, if such action occurs through a prophet which is supernatural and does not involve any apparent means, and the like of which can never be produced by those who deny prophethood, this is called mu'jiza. For example, causing water springs to flow from fingers. This was also the mu'jiza of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Ungliyan hain faiz par toote hain pyaase jhoom kar. Nadiyan panjab rahmat ki hain jari wah wah. And then there is another type called karama. If an action that is supernatural occurs through a wali, not a prophet, through a wali of Allah, friend of Allah, this is called karama, such as helping anyone from a far place. And there is another type called ma'unat. If an action which is supernatural occurs through a common Muslim, this is called ma'unat. For example, appearance of food from ghaib, i.e. the unseen, at the time of hunger. Something by a normal moment, something happens, so that's called ma'unat. And then this is also the type, and one is istidraj. If reckless transgressor or disbeliever demonstrates such action which is in their favor, this is called istidraj, such as flying in the air. Now, irhas and mu'jiza are both related to a prophet. However, the difference between them is that irhas takes place before the declaration of the prophet, whereas the mu'jiza that takes place after the prophethood's declaration. For instance, before the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam made the declaration of the prophethood, clouds provided him with shade and his blessed chest was expanded, i.e. cut open by angels. These are the examples of irhas. As for the expansion of his blessed chest after the declaration of the prophethood, this is mu'jiza. In the Holy Quran, the words bayyina burhan have been mentioned, expressing the meaning of mu'jiza. The wisdom of mu'jiza is that Allah Azza wa Jal favors and affirms that the mu'jiza performing great individual is a true prophet. For example, if someone claims to be the representative of the king and says, "The king will do what I say," then at the suggestion of that person, if the king really forgives anyone's punishment or gives treasure to anyone else, this will be a proof of him being a representative of the king, because the king affirms him, he listens to him, and he does as he said. All prophets have been blessed with mu'jizat, many of which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran and blessed ahadith. According to the explanations of our great imams, all the mu'jizat which were given to Anbiya Kiram, they were given through the wasila, tawassul of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by means of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Bawsili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes, وَكُلُّ أَيِّنْ أَتَى الرُّسُلُ الْكِرَامُ بِهَا فَإِنَّمَا اتَّصَلَتْ مِنْ نُورِهِ بِهِمِ فَإِنَّهُ شَمْسُ فَضْلِهُمْ كَوَاكِبُهَا يُظْهِرْنَا أَنْوَارَهَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي الظُّلَمِ. All the mu'jizat that respected prophets have been bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the noor of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bright sun of divine benevolence, whereas all other prophets are the shining stars of the sun. The light of these stars shine on people in darkness. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he states, La wa Rabbil Arsh, jisko jo mila unse mila. La wa Rabbil Arsh, jisko jo mila unse mila. Bakti hai kaunain mein ni'mat Rasulullah ki. This has also been made clear in Surah Al-Imran, verse 81, i.e. Ayah Mithaq-e-Anbiya, the covenant of the prophets. And this fact has also been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. Innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti. Translation, I distribute and Allah azza wa jal bestows, which is in Bukhari. There is no limit to what Allah Almighty bestows and no to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam distribute, and nor to the number of those blessed with this benevolent and distribution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's benevolence is unlimited, and the distribution of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is also unlimited. Allah keeps giving and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam keeps distributing. Now, respected viewers, now what we will do, we will learn various distinctions between mu'jizat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those of the other prophets. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has been blessed with mu'jizat, which is greater than the mu'jizat of every prophet. For example, ponder over the distinction between the ascension of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and of that of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, having been made to stand on the earth. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown the signs of the skies and earth. He was standing on earth, but he was made seen. Now the Holy Quran says, and likewise we show Ibrahim the entire kingdom of the heavens and earth. On the other hand, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was awakened from sleep. The most superior angel, the chief of the angels, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam, was sent to him in order to take him above the skies. And then he was blessed with the privilege of the ascension. The Holy Quran talks about in these words, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal Masjid al-Aqsa. Glory be to him who took his bondsman by the night from the sacred mosque to Al-Aqsa Mosque. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was shown the signs of the skies and earth while he was on the ground with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, was called Allahu Akbar Kabira. Where? Subhanallah. From Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then from Masjid al-Aqsa towards this first sky, second sky, third sky, fourth sky, fifth sky, seventh sky, Allahu Akbar, Sidratul Muntaha, and then beyond Maqami Mustawa, and then Arshi Ula, then Subhanallah, beyond that, La Maka, Subhanallah. This is the shan of your and my beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. This is the status. And Surah Najm mentions the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going above the skies. Likewise, Sayyidina Musa alaihi salam was blessed with the mu'jiza of kalam, conversing with Allah Almighty. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And in reality, Allah spoke to Musa. But when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam requested beholding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this request was not granted. رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي. O my Lord, show me your exalted self so that I may see you. He said, you will never be able to see me. But beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was called by Allah himself and was blessed with beholding him without any request from him. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Then that manifestation came closer, and then he became increasingly closer towards his beloved. So the distance between that manifestation and this beloved was only of two arms' length, rather even less. Now he revealed to his bondsmen whatever he revealed. Allah Almighty also said, مَا زَغَى الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes of the Holy Prophet did not turn aside nor exceed the limit. SubhanAllah. Now, the second distinction the greatest noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with, the most number of mu'jizat, as obvious from the study into books of ahadith and virtues such as Dalailun Nubuwa, Khasaisi Kubra, and Hujjatullahi alal alameen. The karamat of awliya are also the mu'jizat of their prophets, as awliya are blessed with this great status by the blessings of following their prophets. The karamat of awliya from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are too many to be counted, and all of them are actually the mu'jizat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Now, can you count the number until the Day of Judgment? How many awliya have so far come? How many will come until the Day of Judgment? How many karamat they would be given? All are the sadaqa they get the by virtue of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim, and their karamat are actually the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you can imagine, can you count the number of mu'jizat which were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you count in this manner? The third distinction is there are many such mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each of which is treasure of many mu'jizat, such as the Holy Quran itself and the Ascension. There are two mu'jizat, but countless mu'jizat contained in these two. Allahu Akbar. Just the Holy Quran itself, how many mu'jizat does it contain within itself? And the journey of Mi'raj, how many mu'jizat are apparent from just this one alone journey? So this is the collection of many mu'jizat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And Quran can be called as a living miracle. And at the end, what we can say is, Husna Yusuf Dami Isa Yade Baydadari Anchi Khuba Hama Daran Tutanha Dari. O Prophet of Allah, you have the mu'jiza of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf, the power of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to heal the sick, and the bright hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. All those virtues which were separately bestowed upon all other prophets have been bestowed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word burhan for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. O people, indeed, there has come to you clear proof from Allah, and we have sent down to you a shining light. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an about to explore. Reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore. Reflections from life and so much more.